بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم جن مطلوبہ چیزوں کے اسباب اپنے اختیار میں نہیں ان کے لیے صرف دعا اور جن کے اسباب اپنے اختیار میں ہیں ان کے لیے دعا کے ساتھ تدبیر بھی کرو. حضرت مولانا اشرف علی خان رحمۃ اللہ سیز اس اباؤٹ دی تھنگس وچ یو آر پرسوئنگ things which are desirable to you, if the means of acquiring those things are not within your power, within your control, then the solution is only to make dua. And if the means are within your control, then along with dua, you should make dua, but also you have to make use of the means for obtaining that objective which Allah Ta'ala has imposed upon you. For example, to earn your living, that is within your means. You have to go out and earn your living, you have to trade, you have to work. So that is within your means. But to achieve success in your business, that's now not within your control. That is what is beyond your ikhtiar, beyond your power. That is now left unto Allah Ta'ala. So for that you have to make dua. Dua and be contented. You adopt the means and the ways, but don't place your reliance now on the means and the way, on your business, on your shop, on your farm, on your work. Because the end result is always decided by Allah Ta'ala. He decrees it, whether you are going to be successful or you're going to fail in that work or that employment, in that trade. And where something is totally beyond one's control, there obviously you cannot even harness the ways and the means to only make dua. Take for example a drought, famine, every famine. The answer for that is to make dua. Once, during the Khilafah was Umar radiallahu ta'ala, no? There was a very severe drought, severe famine. And as Umar radiallahu ta'ala, no, had instituted some relief measures. In other words, grain and foodstuff would come from Egypt. Thousands of camel loads would come. So in a dream, to a Bedouin, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instructed this Bedouin to go and give a message to the Umar radiallahu ta'ala. In the dream, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instructed the Bedouin to go give a message, and this message was a reprimand of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for the Umar radiallahu ta'ala. That a man of your, what meant, the message implied was that a man of your status, of your lofty status and caliber, who has such a close relationship with Allah Ta'ala, it is meaningless for you to institute these relief measures, which you cannot combat the drought and the famine, no matter how much and how many thousands of camel loads can come. But the famine, the drought will not end. So despite all the grain coming, thousands and thousands of camels coming in from Egypt, they continue unabated drought. The solution for the drought, for the famine, it is only to make dua and ta'at, because the drought and the famine, the only cause for it is the disobedience, the sins. When the sins and the people are now community, the community is drowned now in sin and in transgression, then comes now the azab of Allah Ta'ala in the form of a drought and famine, starvation, which we have not yet seen in our time. We haven't seen. There are places where the severe drought and famine, but so far Allah Ta'ala has spared us from such hardships. So the solution for a drought And so famine is only is firstly istighfar. In the hadith, istighfar, repent, seeking forgiveness, repentance, taat, and obedience for obeying Allah Ta'ala, and to make dua. So Al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam likely reprimanded Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala in this dream for having placed some risk, even some reliance on the ways and the means. Because a person of that high level of taqwa, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, it was sufficient to make dua. So we have to put on issues which are beyond our control, our full attention must be on dua. And again, dua is not sufficient. Dua is not sufficient. The first requirement is istighfar, and then to obey Allah Ta'ala. It comes in the hadith. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, many ahadith, that when transgression when people go beyond the limits in transgression, then Allah Ta'ala will appoint now a cruel, unjust, oppressive rulers. Appoint oppressive rulers, and they will oppress us. They will oppress us, and a variety of hardships will be imposed upon us. Bala upon bala will be inflicted upon us. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that these rulers will be such people, so oppressive, that they will show no respect, no honor, no respect for your elders, nor any mercy for your little ones. And at such a time, your pious people will make dua, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. But Allah Ta'ala will not accept the duas. The duas will not be accepted. Because only making a dua, it is not sufficient. Find people whose minds are not focused on Allah Ta'ala. When there is a calamity, then they resort to dua. They make dua. But whilst they make dua, they continue recklessly with their sinful life. They don't remedy their sinful life. They continue with their sins. And they make dua, they make salat al-hasit also, kunut al-nasr also they recite, is of no use. The fundamental requirement, the first stage is to abandon sin, make tawbah, abandon sin, and obey Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will remove the calamity. And sometimes what happens, Allah Ta'ala removes the calamity, and the drought is removed also, and the hardship is removed also, despite the people not having reformed themselves. And they continue in their sins. But Allah Ta'ala removes now the hardship and the difficulty, and it brings ease and comfort and prosperity to the people. That is what is called now a rope. Allah Ta'ala is giving them a rope now to destroy them. Comes in the Quran Sharif. When a people, when they completely, they go overboard in sin, then what we do, Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala says, we give them hope, we open up the doors of prosperity for them, and then they continue recklessly. Ida aradna an nuhlika qaryatan. إذا أردنا أن نهلك قرية أمرنا مترفيها ففسقوا فيها وحق عليها القول فدمرنا عليها تدميرا. When we intend to destroy a people, a city, a community, then what we do, we open up the doors of prosperity for them. And then they continue on their recklessly. Now they will continue recklessly with their sin, disobedience. And then the decree now becomes established over them. And then Allah Ta'ala says, we utterly destroy them, uproot them, destroy them, humiliate them. So The prosperity which people enjoy whilst they are indulging in sin, that is a sign also of Allah Ta'ala's impending azab. So the solution for all difficulties is istighfar and taat, obedience, and to make dua unto Allah Ta'ala.